In the 1990s, the Cooperative Bank was one of the most radical businesses in the UK, using TV adverts to campaign on issues like bank finance for landmines, oppressive regimes, and climate change. Doing all this helped raise the bar for ethics at other banks all around the world. In 2013, it hit financial difficulty and became owned by a group of American hedge funds. In the same year, 10,000 of its supporters began a Save Our Bank campaign to try to help preserve its unique ethical stance. 10 years later, the bank is no longer in distress, and its ethics are as firmly embedded as ever. The Save Our Bank campaign, which put itself on a permanent footing as the Customer Union for Ethical Banking in 2016, played an important part in this success. Like a workers' trade union, it has signed a recognition agreement and meets quarterly with the bank to discuss key issues for its members. The customer union has now created a vision for what its next 10 years might look like and for how this might help create a model to make other businesses more ethical too. A key part of this vision involves making at least some of the bank cooperatively owned again. This is likely to involve creating a pooled fund for customers and ethical institutions to buy some of the bank's shares. Doing this is tricky stuff, and the union needs to do detailed research and to get help from legal and financial specialists to make it work. Because of the wider importance of this work, the customer union has already raised £4,500 towards its 10-year vision from three major UK retail co-ops and another £14,000 from members and supporters. It is still around £4,000 short of its target to fully fund its 10-year plan. If you think you might be interested in helping, do visit the website at saveourbank.coop. The fundraiser closes at the end of May. By joining in, you'll be helping to create a model that could be used to build cooperative customer stakes in businesses everywhere.